In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that we have to abide in him and that he wants to abide in us. Now, that latter part's rather astounding. We understand the necessity for us to abide in him. Without him, we can do nothing. We all know that. But the humility of the Lord, that he wants to abide in us, that's the part that is the most astounding. When you think about how much he loves you, that he gives himself to you to literally remain within you so that you can bear fruit. That's amazing. Again, it would be one thing if he said, well, look, I'll just give you this grace and you can do this. No, he didn't do that. He gives us himself. Now, that word that is used there, abide, it's actually the same word that's translated in a whole bunch of different ways. But you see it actually in the first chapter of St. John's Gospel, in what would appear on the surface to be one of the most ridiculous questions that anybody ever asked. The two disciples of John the Baptist, Andrew and Philip, Andrew and John, St. John the Baptist points out Jesus to them and says, behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Andrew and John come to Jesus and he says, what can I do for you? And the way that it's translated, it says, where do you stay? Like, really, where do you live? Where's your house? What's your address? How stupid. If you could ask Jesus any question in the world, would that be it? Where do you live? No, that's not what it says. The Greek word that's there is the same as translated as abide. It's mene. Where do you remain? Where do you abide? And his answer is so beautiful. Come and see. Come and see. As we read through St. John's Gospel, we see that word used over and over and over again. You get to the 14th chapter, and it says, whoever loves me, my Father will love him. We will come to him. We will make our dwelling place in him. That's where he remains. That's where he abides. Exactly what he's telling us tonight. Now the question is the other way. Do we abide in him? If somebody were to ask that question of you, would you be able to say, come and see? I'll show you where my heart is. I'll show you where I remain. It is in the Lord. How many of us can honestly say that? He can honestly say, I abide in you. Can we honestly say we abide in him? And that's an interesting question. We know that if we're in the state of grace, the Trinity dwells within us. So he is abiding within us. And he is the branch, or he's the vine, rather. So he's providing all the life that we as the branches need to be able to do whatever needs to be done. But if we don't abide in him, we've cut ourselves off, even though he's right there. He's there offering us everything, and we don't have our hearts open to receive it because we're not abiding in him. Even think about it. When we're in trouble, when suddenly we can pray like never before, where do you turn? Most of us turn to God on the outside. We're praying to God up in heaven. We're praying to God apart from us. We're asking him separate from us to do something for us. He's right there within us. All we have to do is go inside. But if we don't abide in him, we don't know that. And so again, when you just look at those sorts of things and we ask that question, when I pray, where do I turn? Inside or outside? He said, abide in me as I abide in you. In other words, this isn't something that's beyond us. It's not something he's opposed to. He's not putting up any block. He's not looking at us and saying, a sinner like you, I don't want anything to do with you. No, no, no. He says, abide in me as I abide in you. His heart is wide open. He wants us to be within him as he is within us. And we, for whatever reason, maybe it's fear, maybe it's ignorance, maybe it's pride, whatever the reason is, we just don't do it. So maybe that's a great challenge for every one of us, to get inside. Well, that by itself is a huge challenge, much bigger for men, by the way, than it is for women. Women live inside. Men, we don't even know there is one. We have no clue that we even have a heart unless we have some kind of cardiac test that actually proves that we have one. Women live there. They know what the heart is. They know how to get inside. So it's a much bigger challenge for men to be able to do this. But nonetheless, the Lord is there. In the very depth of your soul, he is there, living 24 hours a day. He is calling us inside. Come and see, he said. We can't see it from the outside. We can't even see it from the periphery of our soul. We need to get inside. We need to come and see. That's what he's inviting us to. To enter into the very depth of our own self, not for some kind of narcissistic, self-serving reason, but because the Lord is there, out of love for him. That's what it is. Why is he in us? He's not getting anything from it. It's because he loves us. So if we're to abide in him as he abides in us, it has to be in love. We need to get inside and we need to love him. We need to be within him because we love him. That's what this is all about. That's the invitation that he is making to each and every one of us. There is no one who's excluded from this. This is not, well, maybe if you're some kind of great saint living in a monastery, maybe you can do this. That's not what it says. There was nobody that was left out. The invitation is there for every one of us. And unless we abide in him, we bear no fruit. It's great that he's in us. But like I said earlier, he's given us all the grace. He's given us everything. But if we're not in him, then what difference does it make? It all just flows out and it bears no fruit. So we need to do our part. We have to abide in him. We need to get inside. We need to unite with him. We need to be within him. Because that's what he's asking us to do. But it's not just a task. Because there's only one way to do this. And that is to love him. That's how he is abiding in us. It is his entire person indeed. But he's abiding in us in love. And he wants our entire person to abide in him in love. And when that happens, he said, ask whatever you want. It's going to be given. Because your will is going to be one with his. So if we're not seeing any fruit, it's because we're not abiding. And if we can abide within him, the fruit is going to be astounding. because there won't be anything in the way of the fruit being able to be born in abundance. So we take him seriously, and he's God. He can't lie. He can't fool us. He can't trick us. So he's inviting us to love him. So if we will take him seriously and humble ourselves and open our hearts and work to get inside, then we can abide in him as he abides in us, purely in love.